This podcast is brought to you by Ghetto Fab. Welcome to 99% Invisible, a podcast about books, shows, and movies. As you know, this is our first episode. And every Thursday, we'll be talking about different books, movies, or shows. We're your host, Uchenna.
And I'm Nick.
As we discuss about the book called Speak. The book Speak was written by Laura Anderson. She's actually an American writer known for children's and young adults novel. She received the Margaret A. Edwards Award from the American Library Association in 2010. She received this award because of her contribution to young adult literature. This novel was actually based on Anderson's experience when she was a teenager. Without further delay, let's jump right into the story. The summer before Melinda's freshman year of high school, she met Andy Evans at a senior party. Something terrible happened at that party, which resulted to Melinda calling the police. But she didn't know what to say to the police. Instead, she drops the phone and runs home. The police indicated that they had her location and that she shouldn't worry about anything. And then when the police came, they broke up the party and some people got arrested. Melinda doesn't tell anyone what happened to her at that party, and no one bothered to ask her what happened. She started school at Mayweather High School as an outcast. Since she doesn't have any friends anymore and her old friends left her, she remains silent and sinks into depression.
Uchenna, you're absolutely right. When they all enter high school, they all stop talking to Melinda simply because she called the police at the night of the party. Her best friend didn't even bother to ask her what happened, or at least ask why she called the cops. Instead, her ex-best friend Rachel turned against her just so that she can fit in with the rest of the people in high school. Uchenna, would you say her parents were there to support her when she was going through all these different problems?
Man, that's a good question, and my answer is no. Her parents weren't there for her. As all this is happening, you would think her parents were there to support her, give her the help she needs, since that's what parents are supposed to do, right? Although she didn't tell her parents what happened to her at that night of the party, but as parents, you're supposed to sense something if there's something wrong with your child, especially when they change their attitude and mood all of a sudden. But they didn't even ask her if anything was wrong. I guess it's safe to say that her parents were ignorant about all this situation. I mean, reason with me, Nick. What parents wouldn't sense that there's something wrong with their daughter? But the good news was, she tried many things in high school to help her cope. She tried playing sports such as basketball. She tried getting involved in school activities. And she always expressed her feelings through drawing in Mr. Freeman's class. That was actually one of her favorite teachers. She also tried to make friends, but the only friend she was able to make was this girl called Heather. Heather was a typical girl. She was new to the school. She didn't know much about Melinda, but she started to realize why people didn't talk to Melinda that much at school. And then after she realized this, she started using Melinda. Nick, might I ask you this question? Do you think Melinda suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD?
Of course I think Melinda suffered from PTSD. Anyone who experiences being raped would suffer from PTSD, especially the fact that Melinda just entered high school and feels that she does not belong there and is not welcome. Melinda's struggles with PTSD is most obviously seen with her inability to articulate what has happened to her. This is what the title of the novel refers to. The art she creates in school eventually allows her to deal with her emotions regarding what happened to her.
Yeah, and might I add on to this story? And the way she got attacked at that night of the party, it was actually unbelievable, Nick. Andy approached her as a nice guy. He started flirting with her, and Andy was a handsome guy, and she was all happy and giddy, and She got a kiss by Andy, which made her very happy, which made her also think that they would start dating. So she imagined herself, wow, I'm entering high school with a big, strong senior boyfriend to help me out, to protect me. But then the next thing she saw was Andy on top of her. She tried to get him off, but he was way too heavy for him. I mean, this guy, he plays football. And she tried to scream for help, but Andy covers her mouth. And all this got her into trouble, even though she wasn't the one to be blamed. And I'm actually going to let you wrap up the story for us today.
We also have one more thing to mention before we wrap it up for today. Near the end of the book, Melinda's ex-best friend started dating Andy. They broke up at prom night after Melinda confesses to her what happened. Andy realized only Melinda could have told Rachel about the crime. He attacks Melinda in the abandoned janitor's closet. She fights back and she's also able to get help on time. When the word spreads about what happened to the students, they didn't treat her, Melinda, like an outcast anymore. Instead, they treated her like a hero.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for joining us this week on 99% Invisible. Make sure you visit our website at 99%.com. And also make sure you subscribe to our iTunes at 99% so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this podcast, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. If you like this show and you'd like to know more about the book Speak, you can check our ebook online called Speak Recap. Nick is also available online for private coaching, etc. Be sure to tune in for next week's episode. Once again, my name is Uchenna.
And I'm Nick.
See you on the other side. Peace. This podcast is also brought to you by Singing Triplets. This podcast is also brought to you by Singing Triplets.